Listening activity.
I remember when a very small, bright yellow carriage with a very elegant driver suddenly appeared in Fifth Avenue. I was 17 at the time. Inside this carriage, I could barely see a lady. I have a vague memory of her. She had dark hair and wonderfully pale skin. It was the most elegant vision that had ever appeared on Fifth Avenue. But when our dark blue carriage came near the yellow one, and I cried, "Oh, Mama, look! What an elegant carriage! Do you know the lady?" I was quickly pulled back, and my mother said very severely, "You must not stare at strange people, and remember, whenever our carriage passes that yellow one, you must look in the other direction." The reason for my mother's strange reaction was that the lady in the bright yellow carriage was New York's first fashionable mistress. Her name and story were known in all the clubs, and the name of her proud owner was not a secret in the drawing rooms. I should add that, being an obedient daughter, after this I always looked out of the other window when that forbidden carriage passed. But that one short look at the lovely woman inside the carriage filled my imagination with images of magic from the world of Camelot with King Arthur and Guinevere, Francesca da Rimini, and other fabulous women of poetry and fables. And in the dry and severe emotional atmosphere of New York, the sight of that woman became for me like a mirage of palm trees in the desert, water for my thirsty spirit. She inspired my imagination.